This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. It's been a little while. Last time he was on the show was back in August of 2021, and I'm talking about Knight Food Holdings, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NGTF. And with us today is the president and CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Sean Folkson. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Everett. Always happy to be here with you.
Before we get started with the Q&A today, give my new listeners just a little bit of about statement. Who are you guys and what do you do?
Sure. So most consumers snack at night. I'm sure most of the listeners can relate to that if they've ever, you know, found themselves sometime between dinner and bed reaching for the stuff they've been trying to avoid all day, right? The cookies, the chips, the candy, the ice cream. And that's because we're biologically driven to consume excess calories, put extra fuel in the body before the long nighttime fast.
Right.
And over the last 10 or 15 years, we've seen a lot of better for you and healthier snack companies that have stolen billions in market share from the legacy brands. But nobody's ever done what we're doing, which is if you're going to give somebody something healthier to eat and they're going to be eating it at night, it should be formulated with better sleep in mind. So at Knight Food, what we do is we know the nighttime snacking will never stop because that's what we're programmed as humans to do. So the snacking's not going to stop. The cravings are not going to go away. And so what we do is we give people a way to snack at night in a way that's better and healthier. But very uniquely, we deliver sleep-friendly snacks for people, and we just think there's a very huge and exciting opportunity here.
Talk to us about the category night food is pioneering and the potential you see in it.
Yeah, so almost half of all snacking takes place at night because of the reasons I mentioned. And, you know, we believe, you know, the large food and beverage companies, they know when people are eating the ice cream and the cookies and the chips. And so from our perspective, there's a category coming, which we call nighttime snacking, the nighttime snack category. And, you know, the consumer out there spends, they know they spend all day avoiding these unhealthy things and then they reach for them at night. And we just think that as consumers, you know, knowing that they're wanting to make healthier choices, knowing that almost everybody out there wants better sleep, we believe that once we get the exposure that we're expecting with regard to consumers becoming aware of that connection between nutrition and sleep, that there is a huge category coming, the nighttime snack category. And, you know, we don't know how big it's going to be. We don't know if it's going to cap out in the millions or the hundreds of millions or in the billions. We do know that Americans alone combine to spend well over $1 billion a week on snacks consumed between dinner and bed. And so we're very excited about the opportunity, and the potential for what we're doing here.
You guys are starting to take a different path. Why has Knight Food chosen the hotel vertical to grow its brand and the category?
Yeah, hotels are a very exciting vertical for us. And the reason is that, you know, in that hotel environment, most hotels now have evolved from, you know, the vending machines that you used to, you know, be able to choose from, you know, the yellow or the brown M&M package. Now most hotels have a little shop in the lobby with a very extensive selection of snacks and drinks. And in that environment, what we're doing at Knight Food, you know, our sleep-friendly brand promise is very relevant to the consumer in a way that we would never be able to achieve inside of a supermarket where, you know, it's just a massive offering. I mean, for instance, our ice cream pints, you know, when you're in that hotel lobby shop, you know, there might be one little freezer and yeah, they've got some pints of ice cream. They've got some microwave burritos. So it's a very curated selection of products compared to in that supermarket where you've got this huge, you know, you might have a whole aisle full of ice cream selections. So in that supermarket environment, it's very expensive to get on shelf. You have to run, you have to pay a lot of money in advertising to make consumers aware of what you're doing, and then you have to go on sale every 2 to 3 months. In the hotel vertical, it's really high margin compared to the supermarkets. There's typically not any cost to get in there. You know, you don't have to run any ads. Just being there when the consumer walks into that lobby shop at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday, and, you know, they've got an important meeting Wednesday morning, that's all the advertising you need. And then in terms of being on sale, you don't ever need to discount your product in the hotel lobby shop. In fact, you know, people are routinely paying, you know, $8 or $10 for a pint of ice cream. So high margin is one, but most importantly, in the hotel space, we can outsell the competition. We've released data over the last couple of months. We're outselling Haagen-Dazs in lots of locations. We're outselling Ben & Jerry's in lots of locations. And that's just because what we're doing makes a heck of a lot of sense in that hotel environment. The other thing about hotels is there's 56,000 hotels in the United States approximately, way more than there are supermarkets. And there's five companies that account for almost half of those 56,000 properties. And so it's really a concentrated market. We already have corporate level relationships with, I would say, three of those five companies. And so we think it's a vertical where, you know, we're going to reach a tipping point here very soon, in my opinion. And from there, it's going to be very rapid expansion where pretty soon you're going to be seeing us in hotels everywhere. So those are the reasons. It's the margins. It's the high context environment, and it's the high concentration where rapid expansion is very possible. And the other thing is we've got our ice cream pints in national distribution already. Our cookies are rolling into national distribution. And ultimately, we want to launch other snack formats, Everett. We've got chips and single-serve ice cream novelties on the roadmap for 2023. And then for 2024 and beyond, candy, nutrition bars. And in that hotel environment, the hotels, we believe, want sleep-friendly versions of each snack format. So we're not just trying to get into the hotels. We are serving the hotels, and the hotels want to be able to offer their guests what we have. So it's a symbiotic relationship, and we're very excited about what's coming.
What are you mostly proud of? You know, now we're coming to the end here of 2022, mostly proud of your team and the accomplishments you guys done here this year?
Well, to be able to, you know, release the data that we have that shows that, you know, Knight Food is selling so well relative to the other brands. To give you an example, you know, we get third-party, you know, independent sales data for the hotel marketplaces, and there's 29 hotels across the country that report on this data that we have the data for, that also have only two brands of ice cream pints, Knight Food and Haagen-Dazs. And in those 29 hotels, you know, we're accounting for over 40% of the total pint sales. So
nice.
We're selling almost pint for pint with Haagen-Dazs. We've shown that what we're doing makes sense. So for us, there's a level of not just traction, but proof of concept. And the hotels are seeing that, and they understand that what we're doing is relevant to the guests in that environment. So I think, you know, from where we were last year, where, you know, one of the major global hotels had tested us and decided to put us into one of their chains, now this year we're seeing that we're selling well, and in fact that hotel company is going to be launching us into two of their other chains. And our goal for 2023 is to hit what I call the tipping point, which is the point where hotels start to believe that they need to put Knight Food in or else they're going to fall behind the competition. And that's our goal here for 2023 is to force that issue.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What do you think the short-term catalyst is going to be for your company and for our listeners to look out for?
Yeah, so we just announced last week that we are we're working with a new national chain that is going to be testing giving away Knight Food cookies as a guest amenity. We also have an airline, and we see an opportunity in the international airline space where, you know, overnight, you know, the red eye flight, they're giving out snacks. But our focus is on the hotel, and I think that, you know, Once we're able to announce our first partnership with one of the big five hospitality groups out there, I think that that's going to force all the others, the other two that we're working with and the other two that we're not yet working with, it's going to force them all, I think, to realize that this is about to become a guest expectation. It's about to become something that they're either going to be on the right side of history or the wrong side of history on. And, so for me, the big catalyst is there's this tipping point coming where hotels go from viewing having night food as an opportunity, which I think is the way people are looking at it now. And when we get to that tipping point, what's going to change is that the hotels that don't have night food are going to look at it as a problem. You know, guests are expecting this. How do we justify not having sleep-friendly snacks? And that tipping point, I think, is coming, and I think it will come as soon as we're able to announce that first partnership, which we're hoping to be able to do here, before the winter is over. I know is today the first day of winter? It's right now, so we've got a couple of months here. We're expecting to be able to announce that here this winter, and from there, we just think the whole industry is going to have to move forward. The whole hotel space is going to have to move forward very quickly.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. Secondly, what is it that you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think if they're new to the story, I think the enormity of the opportunity. We've got in our investor deck and in other places we mention, CEOs and executives from the largest food and beverage companies in the world, Nestle, Mondelez, Kellogg's. They have talked about the nighttime snack occasion. They know what's going on. I talk a lot right now about the hotels because that's our focus, and we think that's going to tip. We're going to tip the hotel space, and then the hotel, being in all these hotels across the country. Our goal is any hotel that sells snacks, we believe they need to offer sleep-friendly snacks. But from there, once we get into that space, there's this huge category that's going to develop, and the big food and beverage companies, I think they also know that this is likely. I think it's an inevitability, but let's say likely. And so I think that while people can get caught up in what we're doing operationally, they should also understand that if we succeed operationally in the hotels, what does that mean, and what does this nighttime snack category mean in terms of the overall global snacking landscape, which is a huge, huge market. I think one company globally is going to be able to dominate the nighttime snack space, and it's going to be whichever company ultimately owns and operates the night food brand. So that's kind of the bigger picture that's zoomed out a little bit. I think we're going to get there.
As for my listeners, if you want to know more about the company, go to their website. It's nightfood.com. We've been highlighting Night Food Holdings, Inc. My guest today has been Sean Folks, and you can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NGTF. Sean, thank you so much for coming back on the show. My only problem is I don't want to wait a year and a half for you to come back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in the next 2 or 3 months and give us an update.
Okay, that sounds fair, Everett. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.